We know about the reality of flyover country in the Midwest and what that means to the population there. But California has a flyover country as well. And yes, there is a big separation between the urban and rural parts of the state. Arnaldo Torres is a journalist, consultant, partner in the Sacramento, California-based public policy consulting firm of Torres & Torres and the executive director of the California Hispanic Healthcare Association. Welcome to the California Ag Today podcast, Arnold.
I appreciate the invitation, Patrick. It's always a pleasure to talk to you about things that are absolutely key to agriculture and all of the components that comprise that industry and the importance that it carries.
Well, Arnold, you see this division of urban versus rural as real, and it all comes down to politics, doesn't it?
I think that the division that we see at the national level of the pro-Trump and the anti-Trump elements, the white supremacy and the white identity versus a lot of non-white identity. I think that that's what you have with agriculture in California. You have a huge gulf between people in ag-producing counties and people in urban counties and people involved with the environmentalist movement. And the reality is that both are significantly in fault. The Democrats are mad at ag today at this very moment because of ag's political contributions against their candidates in the midterm elections. Ag continues to be offended greatly, and in many instances, in my opinion, rightfully so, for the flyover mentality that the urban centers have of the Central Valley, as well as coastal valleys. It's very real, that flyover mentality. But the difficulty is that the only people that really, in my opinion, the only group that has a real chance of bringing these two things together in a much more constructive manner are Hispanic.
Well, Arnold, that's a very interesting perspective. And why do you think the key is the Hispanic population?
Because ag employs Hispanics. Hispanics are beginning to be major players in the ag industry now that they're owners of their own operations as opposed to just the workers or the supervisors. And then you have Latinos who are in the urban centers who always talk about the plight of farm workers.
Mm-hmm.
So the difficulty is that that division exists even within the Latino community. And the difficulty is that the urban component, with very, very few exceptions, isn't interested in recognizing that how can you dismiss the agricultural industry? How can you dismiss these regions only because you're offended that they didn't support Democratic candidates when it is this community and this industry that employs so much of our community and is afflicted by so much poverty? In some of the major ag-producing counties are the highest poverty counties in the state of California.
Yeah.
So, you know, the difficulty is that when you have Hispanics in the rural area, like the Central Valley, who are constantly talking about this division and do very little to constructively move in a direction that removes or at least is fighting to correct that problem. It seems like everyone relishes in their own positions, because then they can feel better because there are others behind them and there are others who share the opinion. And you have that very much in the Valley today.
Well, Arnold, do we just continue to be angry about everything?
Some of your young, coming up people are always upset with Sacramento. I understand the reason why they could be mad, why they're mad at Sacramento. They have reason to be mad at Sacramento, but that doesn't give them reason to simply stop efforts of how to get Sacramento to pay attention. And therein lies the biggest challenge for Latinos. I do not believe that the future of the Central Valley is really tied anymore to the old growers from Portugal, from European ancestry. I don't believe that that's the future of the Valley. The future of the Valley is tied to how those old-timers, those original growers, families connect with new populations of growers. In many instances, on a personal level, there's a great relationship between these older generation to their children or to selling some of their land and businesses to Latino growers now. But how do those two elements come together? Because the Valley is viewed as Trump country. That's how they voted, and that's the kind of candidates they have now, dwindling down to only two, Mr. McCarthy and Mr. Nunez. Mr. Valadao is out, and Mr. Denham is out.
Yeah.
Does that mean that they'll be out forever? Don't know. They could come back in 2020. One, the Trumpsters never effectively ever turned around and said, you know what, we've made a mistake. The mistake is very evident, Patrick, because this president really didn't do anything to help growers in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
The million-dollar question is, what did this president do to help growers with their business, with their industry in the last 2 years? Did the tax cut really put growers in a position where they could relax? Well, a lot of growers in the Midwest said, we don't want financial handouts. That's not the way to help us.
Yeah.
What was the response by the growers in the Central Valley? Their continued support for Mr. Denham and Mr. Valadao. The reality is that these individuals did not stake out a vision that made sense for the Valley. If growers were expecting Valadao and Denham to be their victors and their phenomenal legislative leaders, Mr. Valadao and Mr. Denham did not have solutions for the problems. I met with both, met with Mr. Valadao directly, went to Washington, met with him for about 45 minutes, followed up with his staff person dealing with immigration issues, and that did not work out very well. Why? Because, again, their vision really was not relevant to what people needed.
Well, Arnold, they certainly didn't do much for the Latino voter.
The Latino voter and others wanted to hear, they wanted to see a vision by Mr. Valadao and Mr. Denham. They wanted to have a vision that I believe would bring others to their side. And neither of these two individuals ever managed to do that.
Well, Arnold, thank you so much for helping us understand the potential and the complexity for the Latino voter. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
I really appreciate, again, the invitation to talk with you. I hope we can continue, and I hope that we'll be able to broaden this discussion and the dialogue, because I do think it's important that we be honest and very, very clear with one another. We can change this situation, but there's a lot of work that we have to do together, growers and farm workers together and other elements of the industry. And I appreciate the fact that you invite me on to a show that has that as the audience.